been eating this cheeseburger.
I want to buy some cheese.
Like a cheesehead.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yes, let's do it. It's the ultimate cheesehead contest on a Friday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halva with you on WWIB. We have our very first contestant on the line from those who've entered at WWIB.com/cheeseheads. Lauren from Oliva is on the air with us. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Lauren, would you like a cheese question first or a green and gold football question first? What is your preference?
Green and gold.
All right. So here's the way this works. And Halva, we've got some pretty good prizes here. They're actually sitting just to your left.
Yeah.
So if Lauren gets at least one question right, she wins those prizes. And she's entered for our grand prize drawing. If she gets both right, she not only wins the prizes, she gets double entries into our grand prize drawing. So what could she win here today, Halva?
Well, we've got the Culver's, right, to enjoy a free medium order of cheese curds. And also, you've got your festival gift card.
And a cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in there as well, and $25 from Festival Foods. Don't forget the Turkey Trot's coming up before Thanksgiving. FestivalFoodsTurkeyTrot.com all around the great state of Wisconsin. So, Lauren, our first question for you, a Green Bay football question. Let's go back to 1992, shall we? These are all multiple choice. In the second game of the 1992 season, legendary Packers quarterback Brett Favre replaced an ineffective Don Majkowski in the second half of an eventual 31-3 loss to Tampa Bay. Here's the question, though. To whom did Brett Favre complete his very first pass as a Green Bay Packer? Was it Sterling Sharp, Kittrick Taylor, Mossy Cade, or none of the above? Was it Sterling Sharp, Kittrick Taylor, Mossy Cade, or none of the above? To whom did Brett Favre complete his first pass as a Packer? Lauren from Oliva, what do you think?
I'll say Sterling Sharp.
We'll say Sterling Sharp. Halvo?
Sterling Sharp just recently went into the Hall of Fame. Certainly he caught a lot of balls from Brett. That was not the one, though.
Not it. So here's the trickiness, Lauren. It actually was to himself. Brett Favre completed his first pass to himself because he rolled right, tried to throw it to his running back, and got knocked up in the air, and he caught his own pass for a 7-yard loss. So kind of an inauspicious start. Now, no worries. You've got another opportunity here, Lauren, to still get into that grand prize drawing and win the prizes. So we're going to go cheese trivia next and dairy trivia. Approximately how many kinds of cheese does Wisconsin produce? Lauren from Oliva. Is it 600, 2,000, 5, or 50? Approximately how many kinds of cheese does Wisconsin produce? 600, 2,000, 5, or 50?
I will say 2,000.
You'll say 2,000. Would you like to reconsider that?
Yes.
All right. So let's just take that off the board. 600, okay. 5, or 50? 600, 5,
600.
Or 50? 600. Is it 600? It absolutely is 600. Lauren, you win the prizes and you're entered into the grand prize drawing. Yes, Wisconsin
Yay!
Produces 600 kinds of cheese.
Wow.
That's a lot.
We're
Thanks
educating people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it is our goal, the Ultimate Cheesehead Contest, to have some winners, Halva and Lauren.
Great.
Well done. And we've got a $25 Festival Foods gift card, a tasty cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake, and a bonus prize as well, that cheese curds from Culver's of Lake Halley or Chippewa Falls. And what's really cool, Halva, is Lauren's now entered into that grand prize drawing.
Yeah.
And basically all the prizes get bigger.
That's right. You could win yourself a Green Bay sweater from Muldoon's Menswear, a $250 gift card from Festival, a 10-pound cheesecake from Joseph's, and a year of cheese curds from Culver's.
How about that, Lauren?
Great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Hang on the line for us for just a moment. We'll tell you how to get your prizes. And it's just that easy. And there's another opportunity at 4:15 today with Dawson. It's the Ultimate Cheesehead Contest. We're doing this through Friday the 24th. Coming up on 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 63 degrees on a beautiful Friday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halva. This is the time of week where we make sure we get all you fine folks caught up on what you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, pop culture, etc. We know you like to stay informed, but we know your busy life can be hectic. So we bring this info to you in condensed fashion. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
DoorDash has launched Dot, a new autonomous delivery robot that can travel at a speed of 20 miles per hour.
And finally, a delivery driver that won't eat some of your French fries on the way.
Yay.
A study found that coffee can help lower the odds of developing dementia.
No wonder Starbucks is so expensive. They're charging prescription prices.
So that's what it is.
Astronomers may have found another planet that could be suitable for human life.
And by suitable, we mean it's got free Wi-Fi.
That's a must.
A study found that organic milk is healthier than non-organic milk.
A good rule of thumb is to have at least 3 pieces of pasture grass floating in your milk.
Yummy.
A man in Italy was arrested for a crime and had his mugshot taken. Someone recognized the shirt that he was wearing in the mugshot as one stolen in a previous robbery, so the man was arrested again.
Plus, the shirt didn't match the pants, so he was also arrested by the fashion police.
Ouch.
Scientists evaluated men and found that reaction time goes down after age 39.
Devastating news for all the 40-year-olds still dreaming of becoming professional Call of Duty players.
Life is tough.
And finally, yes, a study found that a man's reaction time does go down after age 39.
Which explains why after 20 years of marriage, when you ask him to pick up his dirty clothes off the floor, it takes 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
1, 2, 3, 4! Happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday, so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
Well, whose birthday is it? It's my wife. And 1991, as close as I could get to her birth year of 1990. Happy birthday, Lindsay. And man, there's no way that I could properly demonstrate how much I love this woman and how much she means to me. She fills in the many, many, many gaps in my life and in my character. She is calm. She is kind. She is patient. She is sweet. She's loving. Everything that I thought I wanted and everything that I never knew I needed. And so again, she is the other half, but honestly, she's more like 75-80%. And I am so, so blessed to have her as my wife and the mother of our children. So happy birthday to my wife, Lindsay. I asked her if there's a song that she might like, and she's a big fan of Leanna Crawford, mentioned this one. It's called I Know a Place.
I know a place.
Well, there's some good elements that hit the editing floor. We've culled it down to less than 3 minutes, the best of the week.
Brand new music from Michael W. Smith. It's called Kingdom Come.
And today's number is 45. That's the percentage of people who say they regularly eat ice cream from the carton. That's almost half of us. All right. Thought it was just young men.
We love our cheese here in Wisconsin, but do we love cheese this much? In Brazil, if you're tired of cheddar, Swiss, Gouda, feta, etc., Brazil has a new, unique, and different cheese for you.
Yeah, a unique cheese called the Teada Silvania. Includes an unusual ingredient, native leafcutter ants. No, thank you.
You heard that right. They put ants in their cheese. This delicacy was created by the Estancia Silvania Farm as a way to attract tourists interested in rural experiences. It's like, you know what we can get those people to eat? Ants.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall, and I just wanted to participate in the October Connect Month, saying I have been listening to WWIB for over 30 years now, and I start my day every day with WWIB. My favorite part of the day is the morning show, but I do listen also on the weekends. So, and I just love WWIB, your messages and the inspiration, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I just pray that you can always continue for many, many centuries to come.
We've heard from Thorpe, Winter, Rice Lake, and a typical household. This is at least 3 years old. What in the world could it be?
Hi, this is Barb from La Crosse.
Hi, Barb.
I have one. It's a shower curtain.
Is it a shower curtain? Barb from La Crosse.
Why would
in
you
the
say
typical
that?
Household shower curtain, 3 years old. Go ahead.
Why do you say that, Barb?
Why do you say that? Because mine is old. I throw it in the washing machine every so often.
Yeah.
See, that's smart.
I've had it for a long time.
When I was a single guy living in an apartment that had very hard water, I had a clear shower curtain and it turned orange.
Yeah,
that's a sign.
And single guys, not maybe known for cleaning. Could it be shower curtain? It is!
Barb, you got it!
You're
going
to wear it.
All right.
Ann Wilson t-shirt.
Well done, awesome. Barb. Yes. In the typical and the average household, the shower curtain is at least 3 years old, but health experts are saying you should replace that thing after a year or be smart like yourself and at least wash it, get some of the bacteria off. Well done, Barb. As promised, that brand new tune from Joel and Luke, the brother band for King and Country, coming to OneFest. This is called World on Fire.
A lot of new music this week.
Indeed. Thank you, as always, to our music director, Greg Stewart.